following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots happening in the sports world. Those Golden State Warriors, 46-4. Unbelievable. In case you missed it, they did play the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was a good game. Pretty good game. Oklahoma City was down 20, fought all the way back, got themselves into the contest, and then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors took over and took charge. Interesting how it all happened, and that kind of leads me to that part of the country where a big Super Bowl 50 is happening. Super Bowl Sunday. Gotta love it, Jeff. You absolutely gotta love Super Bowl Sunday. Peyton Manning and obviously Cam Newton, the two quarterbacks, but very good defenses. A lot of firsts for people, a lot of old times for people, but hopefully we get ourselves a heck of a football game, Jeff.
I do love it. You know, I'm not a big fan of the commercials, but I like the pizza, I like the wings, I like the five-hour event that is our professional football's world championship.
Absolutely. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Promises.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Norfolk Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, I want to talk a lot about the Super Bowl, obviously. But I want to take a little bit of a steer away from that for a moment. Because you heard me mention the Golden State Warriors, 46-4 and whatnot. And I'll be honest, I love what they're doing, okay? I absolutely love it. But there is a part of me that is a huge NBA basketball fan, and I absolutely hate the product that I am watching on the floor other than three or four basketball teams in the entire league. Cleveland, Golden State, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio are the only teams worthwhile watching, if you ask me. Do some of these other teams have talent? Do they have some up-and-comers? Sure. But the brand of basketball absolutely stinks. It stinks in college. It stinks in the NBA. And for that matter, I haven't been to a high school basketball game in a long time. But I'll tell you what, I bet the high school game is better to a certain degree for what I'm looking for. And I'm looking for quality basketball players. I'm looking for ability. I'm looking for athleticism, this and that and the other. And I would bet at this point, high school basketball is maybe better than college and or the NBA. And I'm basing that on when I watch the NBA, I want to see just – I guess I want to see the 80s, okay? And I don't know if you're if you watched as much basketball as I did growing up as a kid. But that, to me, was the best brand of basketball that I have ever seen. And what we have now is nowhere near what I consider to be professional basketball on a level of 1 to 28 or 1 to 32. There is three or four very good basketball teams and 28 teams that are D-League material. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. The game is so much worse now. You know, I think that we've appreciated it over the last decade and a half since maybe when LeBron and Melo and Wade and Bosh, that group came into the league in 2003, and it kind of saved us from that Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Steve Francis, in lieu of superstars, we just took the next best thing, and the product was really awful. And I think that as we evolve to this super team environment, there's just too many. There's either too many teams in the league, or the talent isn't distributed well enough, and it's not an entertaining product unless those blue chip programs get together. And I think it's the same on the college level. There's some politics involved with this. When you say that you might have to watch high school, I think that's where the problem lies. And you coach a high school sport, so you're probably keen to these politics, but instead of finding people that can teach the game to these kids at a level before college to prepare them for either playing at a high level, Division I or Division II in college, or sports just being a hobby after the fact. What the problem is, you end up having gym teachers instead of civilians that might be better coaches.
Right.
And I think that those politics really take over. And it pushes those basketball players to AAU. So maybe the best basketball is at the AAU level, but that's promoting one and done. And that's kind of promoting the type of play, you know, the type of great player on an awful team goal that these kids have, so that they can see their dunks on SportsCenter rather than playing fundamental basketball and ultimately winning basketball. And I think that that's something that Golden State's never lost sight of, and they play just such good fundamental basketball that they make their whole team look to the, their whole 10-man rotation look that deep that it looks like they have 10 starters available to them, that they could even go 12 deep with rotation because they win games by 30 and 40 points.
Yeah, they're special. I mean, honestly, in a word, I would call them special. But you hit on a few things that I kind of want to touch on, and the first thing that you hit on was coaching at the younger level or earlier stages in kids' careers, on the high school level, and I'll even take it earlier. Let's go grade school, because I'm going to give you a great example, at least in my mind, of what I think the real problem is. I don't necessarily think it's the coaching at all. In some cases, you may be right. I mean, of course, you can't always have a great coach here and there. I think the real problem is the person that you're trying to coach and the type of individuals that are now playing the sports. And what I mean by that, you're probably like, what is he even talking about? What I mean by that is these kids don't listen, man. I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I'm playing tennis yesterday. Myself, two other pros, teaching pros like myself, and a kid who we like to bring in the mix and play with us. And I'm noticing a major, major flaw in this kid's game. And it's on his serve. I'm watching it. And meanwhile, my partner and I broke this kid every single game. So I am a student of the game. I'm a coach of the game. It's hard for me to not put my input in, even when I know I probably shouldn't. Okay? And that's the coach in me. So my point is this. I say to the kid while we're playing, hey, the kid's name is Kyle. I say, hey, Kyle, I'm noticing something that you're doing on your serve. I'm not going to talk to you about it now, but when we're done, I want to try to help you out and explain what I think your problem is. Okay? So after we're done, me being the coach that I am, I'm playing against this kid, but yet I'm still trying to help this kid. Okay, Jeff, I'm trying to explain my point of view on this. And all I want to do is help him, because my job is to help people get better. Okay, whether they do or not, that's one thing or another. But my job is to give you the tools to make you better. So your job as a person that is trying or wanting to get better, maybe to be a little bit open to the idea that maybe this guy can help me and actually make me better and help me to achieve my goals. And so I say to him, you know, what you're missing, Kyle, is the trophy pose. Have you ever seen the trophy pose when you're watching the guys hit the serve, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying you're missing the trophy pose, and you're not holding your arm up long enough, and you're not extending your arm to reach for the ball because your toss is too low. And the kid basically finds a way to just kind of blow me off and say, yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And I knew it was going in one ear and out the other. And I said to myself, okay, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. If they don't believe what you're selling them, then there's no way that this kid is going to improve. So I get what you're saying about the coach to a certain level. But in most cases, I would almost say I think the other way. I think the person that you're trying to coach is not receptive of what you're trying to feed them and thinks that they're so smart that they don't need your help.
No, it's awful. It's awful the way that instruction is just optional. And I could go on a rant that goes that transcends sports into just society in general about the direction that we're going in and the way that those who are trying to reach out their hand get their hand cut off. You know, the one thing I want to comment on to kind of try to bring it back into basketball, I'll use baseball as a metaphor here. We have too many kids trying to be Randy Johnson and throw it 106 miles an hour,
right,
and not enough kids trying to be Craig Maddux that has a 25-year career hitting the corners.
Yes, no, and that's a perfect example, to be honest with you. I said to, you know, one of the other pros who is going to be taking this kid on as a student, I said, look, you know, he's got a lot of potential, but he has to know to tone it down. And when you play, it's not always about hitting the ball 150 miles an hour. You got to set it up to hit it 150 miles an hour. Anyways, we're going to cut it to a break. I have something else I want to address, and you brought it up with, you know, the Warriors and whatnot, and I want to get into that because I think the one and done is nonsense, and that's what's ruining the NBA. But keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, do not pay any attention to whatever I just sent you on Messenger. I have no idea how I even sent that. So when you get it, if you get this, I don't even know if I sent anything. I'm not sure. But if you do, just blow it off because it's like a bunch of craziness going on there. But we were talking a little bit about the NBA. We're talking about Golden State. We're talking about how dominant they are. We're talking about the lack of a product. We're talking about how you see coaches not being necessarily great at the younger level. And I agree with you to a certain degree, but I also think kids today are way different. They've changed. And there's one thing that I think the NBA is doing very poorly, whereas the NFL is doing this very well. The NBA and this one and done crap has got to go. It's ruined the college game first and foremost, but it has also ruined the NBA basketball game too. The college rule about the NFL, where they have to play 3 years because, you know, it's such a barbaric sport and this and that and the other.
Yeah, and I think it's more about body archetype there, that where they want you to be 21 or 22 years old before you start competing at that level.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is why is it any different in the NBA than it is in the NFL? And you know what? There's a lot of things that the NBA does well, where it markets individual players, whereas the NFL doesn't really market individual players. Here and there you have guys doing some commercials, but mostly it's teams versus players or individuals, stars, if you will, in the NBA. So there's certain things that each thing does kind of well, but I really like the three and done rule versus the one and done rule. And I give credit to the NFL for that. And you can give it whatever, man, whether it's the body structure, not being able to physically handle it, whatever it is. Why is it any different in the NBA?
Or mentally. I mean, because football is just so much more complex than basketball. You know, and I can play devil's advocate on this one and done thing. You know, if you're Anthony Davis, if you're LeBron James, you know, that could even go as low as Kyrie Irving, though he wasn't the slam dunk of that draft where, you know, Kawhi Leonard slips to the Spurs after playing 4 years at San Diego State. And thus far, I think he's a better investment in the NBA. You know, I could argue that. I could argue against that. But, you know, for the most part, when you have, and Russell Westbrook's a good example of a guy that it works out for. But, you know, when you get down to guys like Jrue Holiday and Zach LaVine and Kevin Love and,
Zach LaVine, by the way, is actually coming around.
He's coming around, but wouldn't he have been better to play another year or two of college basketball? It's just, you know, that they rush for the money. And, you know, if you're Anthony Davis, you have no, you know, especially if you're a big man, you know, we saw what happened with Greg Oden. He came out after his freshman year and he was broken from day one. You know, big men just have to address it differently. And I think that your one-offs, you know, create that, you know, inclusion rule where everybody has to be a part of it. You should almost have to apply for the NBA draft and be accepted by a panel of people that say, okay, it's worth it for you to come out, and, you know, because you're going to be a lottery pick, versus these guys that come out and, you know, they're second round or worse yet, they go undrafted and they cling on with the D League. And then they start selling insurance by the age of 26.
Yeah.
And they had an opportunity at a 4-year scholarship to not only develop their game, but, you know, like, yeah, let's feign that these kids are trying to get an education, that a lot of them understand, you know, the NCAA's mantra that, you know, so many student athletes, most of them are going to go pro in something other than sports.
Exactly.
But, you know, these kids leave and then they abandon the opportunities that they had to chase what they're not capable of at that point in their life.
Yeah.
You know, they might grow into that person.
Look, I mean, the bottom line is that you're right when you say that they're getting bad advice. And I think the bad advice is coming probably more so toward that sophomore year, junior year in high school, that someone gets in their ear and says, look, man, you have pro basketball potential, you know? And I'm going to give you another story, a great example of parents that are actually doing it right. and it's the opposite. They have this thing out here, and they probably have it everywhere, where kids can be homeschooled, right? And some of these kids that are homeschooled think this is the key. They think, or their parents think, that they have a potential to be professional athletes. Well, there's actually a really, really bright budding superstar in our backyard, a very unbelievable young star in the making as far as a tennis player. She's about 13 years old. I'm not even going to mention the girl's name. But truth be told, she is that one out of a million, or that one real special kid. She's not even a blue chipper. She's beyond that. I forget what her recruiting status is. It's unbelievable how highly recruited she's going to be for colleges. But my point is this.
Is that healthy? Is that healthy to be a phenom at that age?
But here, let me show you. The point here is, Jeff, the parents are doing this right. This girl is not homeschooled. She goes to public school. She plays 7 hours a week. That's it. And that is how good this girl is just doing that. So my point is that when you feed these kids that line about, hey, you can go pro and you should be doing this and that and the other, it's really important for the parents and the kids to be realistic, because you're right in what you said about the motto for colleges. You're going pro in something other than athletics for the most part. And that's the kind of philosophy that they are using with their child. And to be honest with you, they're probably the one person that should be homeschooling their kid out of a lot of the people that are actually homeschooling their kid out here. But they have their morals and their values in the right place. And they say, you know what? Your education is first and foremost.
Well, you know why I'm jumping to that conclusion that that's unhealthy is because my assumption is, you know, the robo quarterback. You know, we're going really heavy on LA considering we don't have Fred Wallen in tow with us. But, you know, USC's quarterback, Todd Marinovich, the redhead, I mean, he was robo quarterback from day one. He never learned to be a human being. I mean, you can make the same argument for Mike Tyson. They just tried to make him a fighter. He never learned to be a man, and it really showed in his transgressions outside of the ring. You know, I really have to say that I appreciate when you let these kids live diverse.
Yes.
And pseudo-normal lives, you know, maybe you play – you know, 7 hours of tennis is a lot when you're 13. You know, 7 hours of anything other than going to school is a lot to take on when you're that age. So I have to admire that. I really do.
Yeah, I admire it too. But I'm saying 7 hours compared to these kids that are homeschooled and then they go play 4 or 5 hours a day – that's very minimal when you think about it. And what she's been able to achieve by just playing that is unbelievable in itself. So, you know, it's just about morals and values and where you think you should be. But truth of the matter is I like what the NFL does in that sense. They make kids stick around for 3 years for whatever the reason may be. I think the NCAA should really think about changing that one and done rule. I really do. Because for every LeBron James.
It's the NBA's rule.
I know. But for every LeBron James, there's a million of those that aren't going to make it. So the truth is
Jonathan Bender, Leon Smith. I mean, names just forgotten over the last 15 years or so.
Yeah. I mean, so my point is that the NCAA basketball game isn't as good as it was when we were watching Christian Laettner hit basketball shots as a senior. Let's remind everybody he was a senior playing basketball. You know, the Bobby Hurleys, I know they're not still playing. And some of these guys had great careers. Some of them didn't. Some of them that did play 4 years that were supposed to be spectacular, like Fenice Dembo. Do you remember that name?
From Wyoming.
He was supposed to be great. Didn't wind up being anything. So the truth is there is no real, like, right way to get this done. That there is no 100% this is what's going to happen if you do it this way. But truth is that more often than not, those guys that get a little more experience, a little more polish in their game, are more they're more ready for the NBA game first and foremost, and they can make a quick impact on the game versus the Zach LaVines like you were talking about. It took them 3 or 4 years to be able to kind of be the guy he is now. And he may have been that way coming into the NBA if he had two or three more years of playing college basketball, like you're saying. So that's the problem, is the product is just so watered down because these guys are coming out too early. And I'm not a fan of the one and done. And I was a huge fan of the NBA. And I am almost not a fan of the NBA anymore. And I'll be honest, that disappoints me, Jeff. It really does, because I love NBA basketball.
You know, of course, it's not realistic. The NBA could do itself a huge favor by contracting down to 16 teams and having a legitimate minor league team, so that if you like watching, you know, the Bucks play the Hornets, that's a different league that you can watch, and they could strive for a different championship. I kind of like the idea of tearing things down. I actually kind of like the idea of spring football with the mid-majors in college football, but I think we're a long way away from that.
Yeah, totally. Anyways, we got to kick it to a break. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, talk to him about Super Bowl 50, Super Bowl Sunday. We've kind of gotten away from it, but we're going to get back into it. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ace has the lighting options you want and the answers you need. Right now, four packs of Fight Warm White 60-watt LED bulbs are just $10.99 each after $12 instant savings. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today and save over 50% on four packs of our longest-lasting LED bulbs, now just $10.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid on SKU 3516317, now through 229 at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, but I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Real estate investors, do you hate the idea of being a landlord? We get it. Investment property repairs stink. But did you know that you can earn a high rate of return without being a landlord? That's right. You can make $750 a month on a $50,000 investment property and never repair a roof, water heater, or toilet. The secret to real estate cash flow with no repairs is owner financing. Buy a single family home for $50,000 cash, do $25,000 in rehab, and resell it with owner financing to a qualified buyer for $99,900. You will make an amazing 12% rate of return, and you never have to do a single repair to the property. If you want to enjoy real estate investing cash flow with zero repairs, contact texascashflow.com/discount. Respond in the next 20 minutes for a $1,000 discount off your first real estate investment. Again, that's texascashflow.com/discount. texascashflow.com/discount.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What the hell's going on out here?
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We are now going to hook up with Shane Koenig from morethanafan.net. Shane, good morning, man. It's Super Bowl Sunday, brother. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Can't complain, man. You know, it's a big day for potentially Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, or Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, who, you know, Jeff had made it, you know, clear, and we all know this, but that region of the country has never had a professional championship. They could bring that to that part of the country. Peyton Manning can ride out in the sunset. There's a lot of great storylines. How do you see the storylines playing out? How do you see this game playing out?
I think that it's going to be an interesting game, because there's always the dynamic, and one of the reasons why in the NFL the mobile quarterback is so sought after and is like the big unicorn of the NFL. You know, everybody's looking for the person that can play quarterback, read the defense, and move. Because game, it's going to be the number one defense in the NFL that has proven throughout the season and through the playoffs that they can contain any team, but they haven't been able to, or been even seen the capabilities of a Cam Newton, because he's such a different animal. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. I see it playing out that, just like we do every time, it seems like that we talk about offense versus defense. Everybody gets infatuated with offense. And I think that it's going to be a defensive battle. And I think that it's going to come down to, in the end, a very close play between a defense that has contained everybody to an offensive player in Cam Newton that has converted 71% of third down conversions by himself for the season. And I think it's going to come down to a play like that, and who's going to be willing to step up for the Broncos, or can, to make that play. And if they can, I think that the Broncos are going to win it. And if not, I think that the Panthers will grind it out to a close win.
You know, Shane, save the Craig Morton Super Bowl decades ago, and look at, you know, what Elway was able to do with the drive to get there, and they lost a couple Super Bowls. And, you know, you look right next to Elway, it's all, you know, Gary Kubiak's kind of always been in the fold, and what Shanahan prided himself on was the zone blocking scheme. I mean, you know, Landis Gary, so many thousand yard backs, you know, just because of the system. And what we always heard was that you not only have to have the personnel that can handle the zone blocking system or the zone blocking scheme, but also players that can buy into it mentally. And it's amazing that going from John Fox and Adam Gase, you know, to bringing in Kubiak, who's been successful everywhere he's gone. I mean, Houston arguably had a great running game because of the system itself there. So you get to, you get these players buying in. How important is their running game, and how quickly has this team bought in Gary Kubiak's first year in Denver?
I think for the personnel that they have, they've bought in as well as they can. To talk about how important it is or will be in the game coming up, Peyton Manning, when he started the season there, the talk was about how will the zone blocking scheme, and more importantly, how Gary Kubiak wants his quarterback under center and be able to bootleg and be able to move a little bit, have some mobility. Versus Peyton Manning, constant shotgun, not being mobile, being older. He's never been mobile, period, but now later in his career, he's definitely not. How that's going to work out. And at the beginning of the season, all the way until he was injured, it was, we're going to run this Peyton Manning offense. He's comfortable with it. Let's keep it going. Brock Osweiler comes in. He goes under center. Their running game starts to get going a little bit. Osweiler is able to move in the pocket a little bit more. They move from the number three seed to the number one seed. Osweiler manages the game really well. Peyton Manning sees that, and now he's going under center, something he hasn't done in a long time. So the importance of it is definitely there, because they get a lot better running plays and running options coming out from under center. So to talk about how important it is when Peyton Manning comes back and is going under center way more frequently than he has probably ever in his career. That points to Gary Kubiak saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. If you can't come back and do it this way, I need to stick with Brock Osweiler. And they're going with that. I do think that their personnel is their biggest challenge, which is funny to say since they're in the Super Bowl. But I think that this offensive line, to show how Gary Kubiak's system can work, has gotten this far based on their defense that is keeping them in it. But that offensive line is scattered. They have had so many different options at different places. They've lost two left tackles. Ryan Harris wasn't even on the roster until later. Now he's your starting left tackle. Their starting right tackle wasn't even considered to be that option. Matt Paradis is a rookie that's starting at center. I mean, it's patchwork. And the fact that they're still there and still in the Super Bowl, it definitely shows that Gary Kubiak system can work. But if you have the right personnel, it's back-to-back Super Bowl winning type of capabilities.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig joining us from morethanafan.net here on Dorf on Sports. Hey, let me ask you this. You know, we're talking about these two quarterbacks, Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, totally different skill sets, okay? So we know that. Peyton Manning is a statue back in the backfield when he takes the ball. Cam Newton is a dual threat to throw the ball and run the ball. And I'm not saying that Peyton can't scramble here and there, but that's not something that they rely on. Carolina relies on Cam Newton to run the ball. How many yards do you think he needs to run the ball today for them to have success against that Denver defense?
I don't even know if it can be measured in the yardage. I would say he probably needs to be over 100, because I really do feel that Wade Phillips proved in the last game against New England that he's not the same. I'm going to run this system. This is the system we run. If people figure it out, good for them. Because he dropped, you know, Von Miller into coverage against Rob Gronkowski. He brought different zone blitzes. He brought moving from a man-to-man into a partial zone throughout the game, disguising coverages, which is something he hasn't been known to do in the past. So I feel like this defense stepping into the Super Bowl is going to know that Cam Newton is going to be running. They do specific plays just to get the defense moving so that they can even run the ball with Jonathan Stewart. So I feel like it's going to be more about attempts as well. I feel like if Cam Newton is in the 10 to 15 to 20, 10 to 20 rushes, I think they're going to be struggling, because I think that the pass is not going to be there. Therefore, they're going to have to call on that running more often. If he's running it 5 to 10 times and having some good success, to me, that means that he's able to take those safeties and corners and push them out, put the linebackers, spread them out, and get good chunks of yards. So to me, I think the telling stat is, how many times is he going to have to rush the ball? And if he has to rush it too many times, I think that's going to point to, we're not having success doing anything else. We have to do it this way.
Hey, does a special teams play maybe make the difference in this game? Does Teddy Ginn Jr. make a big difference in this football game? We're talking about Greg Olsen a lot and how good he's been, but you got to think that Denver's going to be keying on that as well as Cam Newton. I almost think they'll have a spy like Von Miller chasing around Cam Newton here and there to keep him honest. But that would mean that somebody else has to step up. Is Teddy Ginn Jr. that guy who can step up for Carolina?
I think that if Carolina wants success, especially when you look at defense versus defense, offense versus offense, both of them aren't prolific offenses. Even though Carolina has racked up some big numbers late in the season, their average points per game is very similar to Denver's. They're only like a point or two apart on their points per game and their yards per game average. I think it has to be a special teams play, which, you know, we all know in the Super Bowl, it's the unsung hero that pops up. And I don't know if there's any more unsung hero than Teddy Ginn Jr., a first round pick that was considered a bust and now had a career year when every other wide receiver option that Carolina had that they thought they'd be able to rely on was out. Yeah. I also think, though, that if a special teams play makes a difference in the Super Bowl, the fans in Denver are going to be pretty livid, because John Fox did not focus on that. From cutting a Trenton Holiday, to just not paying enough attention to the special team side of things. It was almost like that was literally the third option of the three phases. I think there'll be a big outcry here in Denver if something like that happens where a special teams play makes a big difference.
Hey, I got a few more for you, obviously. We only have a few minutes left. Jeff, get back in there after this one. Do you want to see Peyton Manning win his a Super Bowl, or do you want to see Cam Newton win a Super Bowl to become elite and obviously Peyton Manning to go out in style?
Man, that's a tough question. I think that if we're talking about intrigue of the league, I want to see Cam Newton win it. I feel like sports is at its best with the general public when there's a villain. And I think that we've seen, however it lays out with the general public, people either love Cam Newton or they hate Cam Newton. And I mean, not like dislike. I mean, they really don't like him to the point of hatred. And I think if he wins a title, he becomes that villain. I think he becomes the New York Yankees back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think that he gets elevated to that point where he will bring viewers to the TV to see if he gets hit by the other team and people want to see him go down, or he runs away with it and everybody's happy because that's what people want. They want the villain. They want the Michael Jordan. They want the Chicago Bulls. They want to dislike a team or love a team, and they want to dislike a player or like a player. I think Peyton Manning winning it would be amazing for Peyton Manning and that story, but for the intrigue of the league and for the viewership of the entire league, I would like to see Cam Newton win it.
I like that point of view. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, it wasn't until after the NFC Championship when the sideline reporter informed Newton that they'd be playing the Broncos that I ever had interpreted Peyton Manning as being anything referencing the sheriff. And it's almost like your point kind of fills that backstory of why Cam Newton would just anoint Peyton Manning as quote unquote the sheriff. Had you heard that before, or is that something that Cam Newton invented right there in that interview in the post game of the conference championship?
You know, I had never heard that phrase before until that time, but here in Denver, accepted that.
I've heard that one before, actually.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah, I actually have heard it before, but look, with all this being said, the bottom line is, you know, what happens, happens. And I think you have a great point about intrigue moving forward for the league. And I think it'd be cool. I think it's a win-win is my point. I don't think we can go wrong either way. It's great for Peyton and, you know, to put that final thing on his resume. And it'd be great for Cam to get that status. I mean, either way, I think this is an awesome story, Shane.
I totally agree. I think that it's obviously being in Denver, it's everywhere, but it's definitely brought a lot of eyes of people that hear about this over-the-top, flamboyant acting, on-the-field, confident quarterback that's doing things that other people haven't. And it's brought a lot of eyes to the game, and I think that if he wins, it's just going to continue on until the next season. I do think it'll be... I always want to focus on the game because it's coming up today, but I think it's really going to be interesting that how either team wins, the next steps are, what do we do now? I think that's another intriguing dynamic of this as well. But I think that this game is going to bring some eyes just due to those two storylines.
Hey, great stuff as always, Shane. Really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week to wrap things up. So
absolutely.
Have a great day. Enjoy it. Give us a final prediction. Give us a score.
I think that Cam's going to hit those third down conversions. I think it's going to be pretty low scoring. I think it'll be like 17-13 Carolina.
Thanks much. Shane Koenig joining us from morethanafan.net as he does kind of here each and every week. Look forward to talking to him next week. One final segment. We're going to wrap it up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. Lots going on in the sports world. Jeff, we haven't given our final predictions as to what we think will happen for Super Bowl 50. I got to hear what you think.
Well, I like Carolina to come out strong, get on the board first. I think that you're looking at prop bets. I like that Carolina first score being a touchdown, but I like the Denver Broncos overall in this game. I think that Riverboat Ron tries to do a lot, and it keeps it close, but I'm going to go with Denver 24, Carolina 14.
Wow, that's an interesting one. I don't see Carolina losing the game. I really don't. I don't think this spotlight is too big for Cam or the Carolina Panthers. I think it's a great story if Peyton Manning can get it done. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I absolutely love it. But there's just something about Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers that's been special to me all year. Guy gets the MVP. It only seems fitting for those guys to ride in that glory and bask in that sunset, and he becomes an elite quarterback. And I'm going to say something like 31-21, and I'm going the other way. I like Carolina. But we'll see. We'll be talking about it next week, man.
I look forward to it, man.
For Jeff Rich, for Scott, for Shane Koenig, and Justin McKinney, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.